Welcome everyone to Dead Talk Live. I'm your host Viz from Walk You Dead Now. Want to welcome all our first time and all of our regular viewers tonight. We hope you can stay with us over the next hour and talk about all things The Walking Dead and beyond. If you want more information about our show, please visit our website located at deadtalklive.com. And as always, we ask that if you haven't already done so, please visit our YouTube page, which is called Walking Dead Now, and please subscribe. Marco is going to be handling the chats tonight, and I'll be talking to you guys live on the air. So how is everyone doing? Welcome Summer on YouTube. Welcome Face on YouTube. Hey, Tristan. How are you doing, Tristan? TR1T has joined us. Just scrolling up here. Missed a lot of chats. We got a lot of love hearts coming up. T4CSS is with us. Wilbur, Nerdiest Geek. How are you, Nerdiest Geek? Dominique, hola. Ahmad has joined us. Tomorrow's guest has joined us. Adande Kondori has joined us. Fadji has joined, giving us a smiley love heart. Love those. Like I said, I hope everyone's having a great night. We're getting a lot of waves, a lot of love. We have Indonesia in the house. Welcome, Davina from Indonesia. We have a worldwide audience, and I love that. Mighty Phoenix has joined us. CC Weezy is with us. Seaworth 99 is with us. Pedrina has given us a smiley love face. Hey, Toby, thank you for being with us tonight. Garfield is with us. Whole bunch of people. Formecker has joined us. He's saying hi from Mandaring, Western Australia. Damn, we really do have the whole globe covered, don't we? Hey, Xander's on YouTube. Damn, Western Australia, not bad. Nerdiest Geek writes, I'm doing well. How are you today? I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. Cieza has joined us. T4CSS writes, wait, is this Negan's actor? Are you talking about me? I don't think you're talking about me. T4CSS. No, I'm not Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Maybe in another life I might be, but not in this one. Eduardo has joined us. Tristan is saying hello. Andrew Valentine. 69 Harry from Japan. Wow. I mean, damn. Toby writes, I love your TikTok videos. They are funny. That's right. I joined TikTok last night. And I'm like, you know what? It doesn't have to fit into this whole Walking Dead Now theme that I'm doing throughout all my other social media platforms. Why not give you guys a glimpse into just some of the crazy stuff that goes on day to day with me in general? If anyone that's interested, I do have a TikTok account now, and of course my username, what else, Walking Dead Now. So if you guys want to find me on TikTok, I do have an account. I'm posting videos daily, just of some random stuff going on throughout the day. My username is Walking Dead Now. I'd love for anyone that's interested to come on ahead and follow me. Garfield is from Guyana. Call Me is with us on Instagram. Fatih is from Mexico. Hello, Fatih from Mexico. 14 Alvarado is waving at us. Sabas has joined us. Critch has joined us. CC Weezy is laughing. Juana is giving us a smiley love face. 14 Alvaro is, what kind of face is that? I think that's I never seen that emoji. I think you're making a kissy face there, I think. Wami WZ is giving us funny faces. You guys are hilarious. Davina from Borneo Island, Indonesia. Smiley love faces from Davina. Ryan has joined us. Luro is with us from Brazil, giving us smiley love faces. T4CSS from Wales. Ah, the Welsh. Love the Welsh. Hello, Davina. Toby's asking Marco how he's doing. Andrew Valentine is, of course, with us. Jamie is giving us about 30 different face emojis, and I can't go through all of them, but they're all positive. Thank you, Jamie. Andrew writes, YouTube's not live. I'm getting messages. YouTube people, can you see me? Toby says YouTube is not live. Not sure if it's just my end or if it's the stream not working on my PC or my phone. So YouTube people, can you see me? Can you hear me? According to this little thing here, YouTube is connected and working. So YouTube people, let me know if you can hear me. Let me bring that up real quick just to make sure. Make sure we have our YouTube people with us. Anyway, I hope everyone is doing very well tonight. And I'm just checking the live feed here for YouTube. We don't want to go on if... But wait a minute. You're right. What is going on? We don't have our YouTube peeps. That's unacceptable. That's not acceptable. Thank you for pointing that out to me. Let's see what we have going on here. Oh, Marco, you actually do see me live? Saz, can you see me? I'm getting conflicting information here. Xander says YouTube's not working for me. Okay, let me go ahead and fix that. I apologize, guys. That sucks. I don't know why YouTube decided not to work. Let me just do a little flicking here of the switch. Let's see if we can get it live. Gotta love these live streams. All these little technical glitches going on here and there. That really sucks. Anyway, let's see what else is going on. Marco, I know Instagram is working. It's just that YouTube is not. So I don't know what that is about. Try to see if we can get YouTube up and running here. So Instagram people, please just give me 1 minute here so I can get our YouTube peeps online. Hey, Bilal. Well, YouTube just doesn't want to connect tonight. Which really, really sucks. I know this is a buzzkill, guys. I apologize.
Hello, and welcome. Subscribe to our Walking Dead.
Don't want to hear that. That really sucks. Let's see. Talks amongst yourself, guys. I'm just gonna do this because we need to get this up and running. If we do run a little bit over, guys, on Instagram, I will restart the stream, so don't worry about that. But I do want to get our YouTube peeps up here. Yeah, you guys can listen to this royalty-free rock music. Hey, you know what? Other people would have just given up and say, okay, YouTube, you guys are just not going to get a stream tonight. But not me. Oh, hell no. I am determined to make sure everybody is on with us. You guys go on ahead and listen to this nice music in the background as I go ahead and reconnect YouTube and make sure we can get them on this live stream. Going through the process. Now, I swear to God, I see you guys on Instagram, and not a single person has left. I'm like amazed that you guys are still with me, and you haven't bailed on me. That just blows me away. You guys are the best. All right, now let me turn YouTube on. Actually, we're getting more viewers into Instagram as you guys are trying to see me fumble my way to get YouTube back online. I love you guys. I really do. I have the best audience in the world. You know, after this is what, our 61st or 62nd episode? I think we've been doing pretty good on limiting our technical glitches. But I am determined. I'm going to get YouTube up here in another minute. I'm almost there, guys. I'm almost there. Hang in there with me. All right. Let's see. Come on, YouTube. Reconnect. Yay! I think we got them. Let me verify here. Hold on. Yay!
Hello and welcome. Subscribe.
I think we have YouTube. Let me just verify here. Just verify right here. Yes. I think, yes, we are on live on YouTube. All right. YouTube people. If you guys normally watch on YouTube, I would appreciate it if anybody can go to YouTube and check that out for me and let me know that you guys can view it okay. Because I got you guys back online. You see, I am determined. Let me turn down this volume back down. All right, there we go. We are live on YouTube. Okay, Gypsy Road is with us. You see, I don't give up. Oh, hell no. I don't give up. YouTube is going to crash on me. It's not going to crash my live stream. Thank you guys for being so patient. You guys are awesome. You guys are all there. So let's go on to our news for today, okay? Now, tomorrow we're having our special guest, Stephanie Grasso. She's a dietitian, she's my wife's coworker, and she's a huge TikTok presence with 250,000 followers. She's going to be our special guest here tomorrow. We're going to be having some fun. She has never watched a single episode of The Walking Dead, as I've explained in prior episodes. I've been looking for someone to fit that bill, and she's going to be our guest tomorrow. So, like I said, she's a dietitian, nutritionist. We're going to be discussing her area of expertise. It's going to be, hey, Steph, we're talking about you. That's her on Instagram. So we're going to be talking about her field of expertise, and we're going to be having some fun. We're going to be mixing in a little bit of The Walking Dead, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not going to reveal exactly the surprise because she doesn't even know the surprise that we're going to have in store, but she's going to love it. She's going to love it. I think it's going to crack her up. Me and my team here, they all know what's going on, and we've been working very hard to put together all the necessary stuff that we're going to need for tomorrow. So please join us, because you're probably asking yourself, how the hell are we going to combine like food nutrition with The Walking Dead? Well, we are. We're going to do it. And we had to get very creative, and we are going to do it. And I invite you guys to please join us. It's going to be a very informative episode. It's going to be a fun episode. And I think all of you guys are going to really, really enjoy it. And I look forward to having all you guys with us tomorrow for that. Like I mentioned, I decided to join TikTok yesterday. We already got that covered. I did get a video submission through our website today. It is by YouTube channel YMMIJ. And it's a Rick Grimes video, Until the End. I've never met this person before. They submitted their video. I looked at it. It looked really cool. And I want to play it for you guys, because that's what I promised to do. So, like I say on my website, deadtalklive.com, if you guys go there and you want to submit a picture, a video, doesn't have to be your own. It could be something you've come across on social media, on the news, on a website, and you want me to air it live here on the show, share it. Just share it with me and I will air it live. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to share this video submission that I got today, and I think it's pretty cool. So this is called Rick Grimes, Until the End.
At least I have the balls to call this what it is. Murder.
You better run.
Shit happens. I will kill you.
And I know what
you ever had to kill people.
I killed people.
Because you didn't kill your friends and were coming for you next.
I'm gonna kill you. I can't help you.
Fire.
No!
What?
Rick said what he said.
You mean me? I'll show you.
Because sometimes you don't have a choice.
It's time. Kneel down. Deep, deep. Find the rage, the hatred. Find it. The loyalty is in there. Find it. I found it.
Well, I was thinking, how many of you do I have to kill? Save your life.
This whole time, it was you. Called your men in for nothing.
I know who you are. I saw it in the mirror through the open door. It wasn't any kind of blast from the past.
No!
Starting right now, we have to live in the real world.
Rick Grimes is here!
That's the man that ended the war.
I believe in Rick Grimes.
lady with a red handle. That's what I'm gonna use to kill you.
So, what is this?
Come on, Rick, look around. You know what this is.
I want you to think about how you picked that piece of shit's throat out. Asshole in the church. That is what I'm talking about.
I'm so sorry for what happened to you, Rick. What?
All that. It's like it was him.
All right, so there you guys have it. Rick Grimes Until the End. That's only the second time I saw it. It literally came in a couple of hours ago, and it was a great video, and I wanted to share it. I don't know who this person is. I want to make sure I give their YouTube channel the right props it deserves. The channel is called YMMIJ. So if you want to find this person who made that really cool video, his YouTube channel is called YMMIJ, and the video is called Rick Grimes Until the End. I hope you guys liked it. Summer says, awesome video. Gaminess Gaming writes, nice song choice. Breaking Benjamin Until the End. Yep. And I love doing that. That's what I wanted to do when I created that submission form on my website, is to get stuff to come in to share with you guys. And Gypsy Road, you asked me about Community Strike. I saw your question. I hope you're still with us, Gypsy. No, I have not received any Community Strikes. If I do any kind of videos that I'm going to air for the live stream, I will do a test submission through YouTube to see if it's gonna limit visibility of this live stream. If the visibility is good to go for everybody around the world, and it tells you that you that there is a copyright claim, but it doesn't count as a strike. It's very weird how they figure it out. I don't know. But if it has a content ID claim on the video, you're allowed to show it. It doesn't count as a strike on YouTube. The only thing is you can't make any money off of it in the future, which is fine. I'm not here looking to make money on YouTube. So as long as it passes the visibility test and it's not a strike, it's going to get aired. So that's the only, those are my criteria. So yeah, so far I have not received any strikes from YouTube. I have received a warning way back in March or early April, because when I was just messing around before I even started this show, I wanted to, I got the bright idea of live streaming episodes. Yeah, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I have a warning. I have a warning against my record, and that's it. Gypsy Road says, it's mostly music that gets you a strike. Yeah. But music is what makes these videos so great. Andrew writes, what about Instagram yesterday? Exactly. The video I posted up yesterday from Andrew, the Judith Grimes tribute, that had Demons by Imagine Dragons. And for some reason, Instagram flags that song. It said it would remove it. It never did. At least it didn't remove it in the United States or Ireland, where Andrew is from. It's still got, it's like 4,500 views. I don't know if it was restricted in some other countries, but that is the only time, and it's happened twice to me on Instagram with the same song. It's Demons by Imagine Dragons. I have submitted a ton of videos on Instagram Never had any of them flagged, but that song for some reason gets flagged on Instagram. Have no idea why. Xanders, still on Instagram, writes, that was dope. I hope they make a Shane movie. It would have to be a pre-apocalypse Shane movie. Legends writes, would you be able to have Andrew Lincoln in one of your lives? I would love to have Andrew Lincoln in one of my lives. Andrew Lincoln is a very hard interview to score for any network. Let alone our live stream here. So, you know, him and Melissa McBride, they're very hard to get to sit with you in an interview. So, I'd love to have him, but I don't foresee it happening anytime in the near future. Hard Productions writes, that happened with the video of mine you posted with the song Believer. Yeah. Yeah, Hard Productions, wasn't it the same song? Well, the Believer, no, it was Believer Hard Productions, but that was also from Imagine Dragons. So now we have two songs from Imagine Dragons, Demons and Believer, that Instagram is flagging. Cruiser, Macabre05 is giving us a smiley love faces. So, yeah, I'm glad you guys liked that video. Let's move on to some news here. So, there was a news release yesterday that Norman Reedus with J.D. Morgan are going to be explaining the delayed finale in this year's Comic-Con, which starts July 23rd. Now, that's sort of kind of bad news, because we were all hoping to have the finale before Comic-Con. But they came out officially and said yesterday that Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl, and J.D. Morgan, who plays Negan, are going to be explaining why the finale is delayed. So that means, guys, we are not getting the finale before Comic-Con. We are not going to be seeing the finale before July 23rd. So that really sucks. And I'm sorry to be the one to break that news to you. It sucks. We're not going to be getting the finale at least for another month. But on the bright side, Comic-Con is a great place to announce a date for the finale. That's the bright side. So hopefully, yeah, Kim Cobb is giving us a big thumbs down on that one. It does suck. And, but, you know, the silver lining here, Comic-Con is a month away, a little less than a month away from starting. And if you're looking for some silver lining in it, it's a great platform to actually announce the date. So now we're looking at the earliest, very late July or August, or beyond. So, if anybody asks about the finale, at least we have an answer to give them. It's not going to be anytime in the next month. That wasn't directly said in the article. What was said in the article is that Reedus and Morgan are going to be discussing why it's delayed on, you know, during Comic-Con. So we can infer from that it's not going to be released before Comic-Con. It sucks, but at least it's some news. We're not sitting here, you know, waking up every day, checking the news and seeing if the air date has been announced. So, anyway, SI is saying, I just wait the effing final chapter with a big frowny face. Sorry, Jimmy. Guess that news really upset you, Jimmy from YouTube. Hard Productions, we were having a talk on yesterday's show about timelines. If you remember, you brought up the Judith Baby timeline. And there is another news piece that I read, basically explaining how the Walking Dead timeline is really confusing. It's all over the place. There is not a uniform I don't know what the right word is, a uniform reference we can use to determine a timeline. It really goes all over the place. So Hard Productions yesterday mentioned Judith as a baby. If you go by that, they're barely 10 years into the apocalypse. But if you go by a lot of other stuff, they're 17 to 20 years into the apocalypse. So there was an article that I read yesterday, and it basically mirrored what we were talking about, Hard Productions, yesterday. And it just stated that you can't really grasp a firm timeline that is consistent with all the little pieces and hints that they've been dropping throughout the whole show. The majority of hints that have been given out lead us to believe that it's somewhere between 15 to 20 years. Hard Productions writes, I watched an interview with Angela Kang, and they asked her how to tell how long the time jumps are, and she said the ages of the kids. And I bet if you ask somebody else, Angela Kang has been with the show for, this is her second season. If you ask the previous showrunner, Scott Gimple, I'm sure he would have a completely different answer. So, Jimmy66 on YouTube writes, this is so sad. Wait some months or more. I don't know. Then wait for the other season. I know, it's a lot of waiting. It does suck. Lion Prince has given us a thumbs up on YouTube. Oh, sorry, Instagram. Amazing edits. I think Gabe, Kelly, maybe Gare. Gabe, Carol, Beta, 100%. There was a question in here. Where is it? By Amazing Edits, asking, what is my predictions for deaths in the finale? Gabriel. I think Gabriel is going to die. And I am almost 100% positive Beta is going to die too. Beta is not going to go beyond this finale. I know there are a lot of people here that disagree with me, but Ryan Hurst, who plays Beta, is not going to be in season 11. Sorry, I know it's just an opinion. I know some people disagree. That's just my opinion. Beta is going to get killed in this finale. Amazing Edits, right? I think Gabe, Kelly, maybe Carol. You think Carol might die? No, Carol's not going to die. Kelly? Maybe. I don't know. That would suck. But Carol? No. And Beta, 100%. Yep. Seaworth on Instagram writes, why do you think Gabe will not survive episode 16? Two reasons. He dies in the comic books. If you reference the comic books to the TV show, Gabriel dies in what was episode 15. So that's one reason. Now we know this show doesn't stick to the comic books, obviously. But also, he's been getting a lot of attention. And when I say he's been getting attention, I mean it as if they are completing his character arc. From that weasel that we met in season 4 to what he has become now, this sort of badass, preacher. It's like his character arc has come to completion. And I think that was finalized when he took out Dante. So that also leads me to believe that he is going to be one of the characters that we are going to lose in this finale. I feel his character has completed his arc. Again, my opinion. Let's see. Marco writes, I think it is his time. He will go out a hero. I absolutely agree. Legends, why would it not be before Comic-Con when they said the last episode was filmed starting June 12th. I think you're getting some dates confused. June 12th is the day that Hollywood gave the okay for movies and TV shows to resume production. The finale for The Walking Dead, it was done shooting months ago. Late last year, they got done shooting it. It was down to just post-editing video effects. So, and why I'm saying it won't be before Comic-Con is because they've announced on this article yesterday that Norman Reedus and J.D. Morgan are going to explain why the finale is being delayed. And that, right, to me, right there says we are not going to see the finale before Comic-Con. So I hope that explains it a little better. CC Weezy, Carol's not going to die. I totally agree with you. Bartho Oliveira, Smiley Loveface, Kim Cobb, no, Carol, Beta, yes. Marco writes, episode is filled. It just needs to be edited. That did not happen prior to the COVID-19. CC Weezy, Ezekiel, maybe. Yep, Ezekiel might go too. But Ezekiel is not going to be killed by the Beta Horde. If Ezekiel dies, it's going to be on his way to meet Stephanie. In one way, shape, or form, he might get bitten. So if Ezekiel does die in this finale, the way I see it being done is he gets bit. And so he's with Yumiko, Eugene, and Princess. So let's put a hypothetical out there. If the king gets bit, which out of those three you think is going to put him down? Yumiko, Eugene, or Princess? I think I could scratch Princess really quickly off that list. Yumiko or Eugene? Or he can go well beyond being bit. He can get devoured like Noah. Poor Noah. He can get devoured like Noah to where they can't stop them in time, and he just dies right there. But yeah, that's how I see Ezekiel going if he is going to die in the finale. But who do you guys think would put him down? Do you guys think it would be Yumiko or Eugene? AMC may, The Walking Dead may surprise the shit out of us, and it might very well be Princess. We might see, a side of Princess, who... I'm trying to grasp the right term here, where she sees that he's bit, and he sort of pleads with her to end it, and she does it. That might surprise us. Hard Production writes, the king isn't going to go out that way. We don't know. Amazing Edits writes, AMC ever make the characters big before they kill them off? For example, Dale, Beth, and now maybe Gabe, because season 10 is his final season. He grew up a lot this season. He did. And that's what I said. Gabe's character, to me, in this season, completed his arc that started way back in season 4. Official Michael Meyer is joining us on Instagram. Very cool name there. Official Michael Meyer. Love Michael Myers. Rodrigo Ignacio is waving at us. Hey, Rodrigo. Amazing Edits. Ezekiel don't die by his cancer. He will die in another way. I think so, too. CC says it's going to be Yumiko. Seaworth also says it's going to be Yumiko. Xander says Eugene. Marco says Eugene. Amazing Edits says Yumiko. iCruiser, Yumiko. Marco says, Carl says it has to be done by someone who loves you. Eugene and Gabe have more history. But not really. They've just known each other for a lot of years. There hasn't been a lot of interaction between Gabriel and Eugene. Kimmy says, Yumiko. Legends 13, it depends where Ezekiel gets bitten. And he might live. So you're thinking about an amputation. For Mecker says, Yumiko, amazing edits, but it's a good introduction for Princess if she puts Ezekiel down. Yeah, that's the point I was trying to make. Princess, they might take her to a whole new level very quickly. If, let's say, Ezekiel does get bit, and she's the one that puts him down. Kimmy writes, you never know until you see it on TV. They can change some things last minute. They absolutely can. Della is asking, where's Rick? Oh, Rick is going to be in the movies. Marco writes, talk about Halloween. We should see a trailer soon. Only if it's coming out in October will we see a trailer. So that's that news about the timeline thing. Let's see. Rosemary Rodriguez, who a lot of you probably don't know, she directed several episodes on The Walking Dead. She's probably one of the most famous directors on The Walking Dead, next to Greg Nicotero. She directed the one, you know, where Carl infiltrated his way into the sanctuary and Negan got his hands on him. And, you know, if you guys remember that scene where Negan, he's given him a tour of the land of the sanctuary and he takes him to meet all his wives. And, you know, he tells Carl, you can look all you want, you know, bragging about all his wives, that each and every one of them looked absolutely freaking miserable. But anyway, besides the point, Rosemary had some issue with that episode in regards to Carl being still a kid. She brought it up with the producers on how she did not like how scantily dressed the women were, aka Negan's wives, in that scene. And she wanted it to be changed. She didn't like how they were dressed, and that Negan was showing a kid and bragging about, you know, his wives and how they were dressed. Ultimately, she lost that argument. Rosemary Rodriguez lost that argument. The producers did not agree with her. They decided to go their own way. But, you know, bringing up that scene, if you guys remember, all of Negan's wives were wearing the same black dress. Identical same black dress. And I'm like, all right, I have no problem with how they were dressed. I think it's fine. They were not up there in bikini tops and bikini bottoms dancing on a pole. You know what I mean? But anyway, my question was, when I was watching that, is how did they find that same dress in the zombie apocalypse? Now, granted, yeah, you can go to a department store that has not been raided yet and get, how many wives did he have? Like between 5 and 10? And get 5 or 10 of identical dresses. I don't know. Let's see. CC Reezy says, sing me a song. Amazing editor writes, in my opinion, if Rick's coming back after the movies, he will come back without Michonne. I think Michonne will die in the movies. So we never know. Amazing Edits also writes, I'm excited how Maggie reacted to a free and happy Negan in season 11. Oh, you're excited to see how she's going to react. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Hey, welcome back, Andrew. Nerdiest Geek on Instagram writes, that's what I was thinking. About the dresses, right, Nerdiest Geek? That's a little, you know, sketchy right there. Gypsy's back with us on YouTube. Xanders writes, wow, seriously? They have kids staring in rated R movies that they aren't even old enough to watch. Yeah. But anyway, just wanted to share that with you. Rosemary Rodriguez had some issues with that. I didn't really see it as that big of a deal. Summer Springer writes, a wife for one day of the week. For every day of the week. man, you gotta give it to Negan, man. He was an ego... Here he is still an ego, but he was definitely an egomaniac back in season 7. Scream Rant did an article yesterday on how they saying it is the perfect time to introduce the Commonwealth on The Walking Dead, which thankfully that's exactly what they're doing. Since season 6, the group has been in conflict with another community, whether it's a war or whatever, since season 6, and it's true. So for the last 4 seasons, all we've been seeing is conflict and war. And the Commonwealth is going to be a nice little change up from that. They are neither antagonist nor protagonist. The big issue with the Commonwealth is going to be their way of life. That's going to rub some of the people in the community the wrong way. And how some people in that community are treated based on what they did before the apocalypse. So, you know, Screen Rant goes on to say it's the perfect time to bring him in. Commonwealth is the last and, you know, the absolute final community that gets introduced in the Walking Dead comic books. They were there, they lasted a while, but depending on how long the show goes, you know, the Commonwealth may very well be the last community we see. Unless they decide to extend the show a lot further than 12 seasons, let's say, they may start to make up their own communities that were never even in the comic books and go completely off script. So who knows? Andrew Valentine writes, Amazing Edits writes, I think they found the same dress in the same shop. That's the only thing that would make sense. Andrew writes, it was killing me. But I made it back. Thought I might miss the show. No, no, you're back, Andrew. Thank you for coming back. Andrew writes, he was classic. Yeah. He was a charismatic, egomaniac. You love to hate him. Amazing Edits writes, I'm so excited how they introduced the CRM. Do you think all series and movies are going to be together? The storylines are going to be together. I mentioned in yesterday's show that in order for us to appreciate the Rick Grimes movies, we all have to watch The Walking Dead World Beyond. The Walking Dead World Beyond, it's going to be a limited 2-season show. And it's being made, in my opinion, it's being made exclusively to really explain what the CRM is. So when the Rick Grimes movies do actually come, we know exactly what's going on. Okay, that's my opinion. That's what I think is going to happen with the CRM and The Walking Dead World Beyond. Yes, I actually am. Gypsy's writing, am I taking calls? I have Skype. Sorry. Yeah, Skype is right here. Yeah, I am taking calls, Gypsy. Anyone wants to call, the number is 718-509-9270. If you're inside the U.S., if you're international, use Skype. Look us up, Walking Dead Now. We're the only ones on Skype with that name. Add us to your favorites. And you can call us anytime internationally. If you're outside the U.S., free call using Skype. And we do have a call. Welcome, you're on Dead Talk Live with Viz. Who are you?
Hello? Viz, this is your buddy, Gypsy Road.
Hey, Gypsy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I'm calling because I'm actually really excited for your show tomorrow. When you bring in somebody who really like hasn't like watched the show and you get a perspective from another point of view.
Exactly.
On what you're talking about. It's awesome. It's priceless. So exactly. I just wanted to call and say I'm excited for that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and I've been
so
looking,
at the same time, right? 6:30, right?
6:30 your time, Pacific time. 6:30, 9:30 Eastern time. Yes, same time. We're on every time. We're on every night at the same time. 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Pacific. And what I wanted to do, Gypsy, I've been wanting to do this for the longest time. I wanted to get somebody who has never watched not even a clip of The Walking Dead. And I have a plan for what I'm going to do with them tomorrow. And it's going to be a lot of fun. and I don't want to reveal too much because I haven't even told the guest what I'm going to do. She has no idea what I'm going to do. She wants me to tell her, but I'm like, nope, it's going to be a surprise. You have to wait and find out. So it's going to be great. You know, she's a nutritionist, dietitian. She works with my wife. She has 250,000 TikTok followers. We're going to talk about social media, her presence there, how she became so popular. Her videos are awesome. And I think she is just a perfect guest. She fits the bill as somebody who has never watched the show. We have that surprise lined up for her, and it's going to be a fun-ass episode. You're going to be with us, right?
No, it is. Oh, definitely. I love stuff like that because, you know, when you're if you're living in that kind of Walking Dead world, you know, what kind of things you can look for as nutrition. I remember there's an episode of Daryl, he was eating worms from the ground, and you can actually get good protein from worms. Exactly. So I like to see what she says, that kind of thing, like, if you're living like that, what do you look for to bring vitamins back into your body when you can't go to a grocery store and get vitamins?
Exactly.
Or you can't get this? You know, what can you pick? So that's why that kind of stuff excites me because, hey, it's like survival skills that you learn.
Exactly.
It can help you in real life.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, did you know, Gypsy, there is a Walking Dead cookbook? There is actually a cookbook. I did not know this until a couple of hours before the show. Our producer, Kimmy, in a chat with me, she has the Walking Dead cookbook. I'm like, oh, my God, I never even knew this existed. So what I'm going to do is for our guest tomorrow, obviously I'm not going to have it in time, but I'm going to get her the Walking Dead cookbook. And I think it's going to be a great gift. I'm going to get Stephanie the Walking Dead cookbook.
That's cool.
It's going to be a blast. And I want to take a look at this thing myself. But you're right.
And remember, you didn't even know that they had Walking Dead wine.
I did not. Until you showed me that picture of you drinking it. I had no idea there was Walking Dead wine. And
then I found out that I got robbed because the place I bought the wine was $18. And then I went to a regular store called Safeway, and it was only $5.
Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe.
And it's good wine.
Well, maybe you got a special bottle. I don't know. Don't feel bad. I think we've all overpaid for some stuff at some point in our lives. But,
I'll go, so anybody else wants to call in. But I just want to say that I'm excited for tomorrow, and I like what you're doing. You're doing what you love, and that kind of stuff. That's why I like about shows when people have passion of what they're doing.
Exactly.
And I can feel and see the passion through your eyes. So,
I
appreciate you us having this on in the past, and I'll be watching tomorrow.
All right. Now, before you go, let me ask you a question. Were you here in the beginning when I had the whole YouTube mishap? Were you watching them? No, because you're on YouTube.
No, because on my iPad, your notification came up that you went live at 6:45. So when I went on, that's when you're talking about, can I hear you? Because that's when your notification went off for me
at
6:45, not at 6:30.
Yeah. Now, as a fellow YouTuber like you are, and you have a really nice following, have you reached the 5,000 subscriber mark yet? You were getting really close.
Oh, I'm over. I'm actually over 5,000. I'm actually at 5,127.
Congratulations. I think I checked on you like last week and you were approaching it. And congratulations, man. 5,000 subscribers. That is kick ass. Congratulations. But as a fellow YouTuber, you know, I do this stream to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Now, you know, I start the stream. And of course, there's no way for me to physically check that each place is working. And then people are telling me, hey, it's not working on YouTube. So what I did is I just stopped everything. I'm like, guys, talk amongst yourselves. I turned the music up so the people had something to listen to. And I took the 6-7 minutes and to get YouTube back online. I'm not going to do this show and leave out any one of my, my platforms. So, you know, do you think I did the right thing there or what?
You did the perfect right thing because you have fans on multiple multiple things. I only have on YouTube. I don't have it on Instagram or none of that. So mine's more simple.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, you know, you want to make sure that all your audience on different formats can actually hear the exact same thing at the same time.
And what I said
And sometimes, like, I had a show, well, what's it? Today's Wednesday. I had a show on Monday that in the beginning of it, it just went, the internet went collapse. I was freezing. I was off. So one of the things I had to do is I asked the other two people on there, hey, can you guys take over? I have to restart my computer. So the show has to go on. Sometimes you're going to have those issues that's out of your control, and you just try to do the best you can.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? I was watching my Instagram viewers. Not a single person left. Not a single person left. They waited patiently for me to get YouTube back online. And that's what, Mike, I love that. That's what makes our viewers so great is the you know, them taking their time to watch my show, your show. We have our own individual viewers. All our viewers are great. And I just want to thank all of them for just being patient with us and understanding that when you're doing a live show, you're going to face every now and again these little tech glitches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, Gypsy,
especially when you have to do it exactly in 1 hour because of Instagram, right?
Exactly.
Instagram only gives you 1 hour.
Exactly.
So you have a short window. At least with YouTube, you have multiple hours that you could do. And I always do a show at least 2 hours.
Yeah.
So if there is some issues with you, you started all over, so you exactly have that 1 hour, because what if you had 20 minutes on Instagram and you finally get YouTube up, then they only get 40 minutes with you.
Exactly, exactly. On YouTube, the streaming limit is 24 hours. Yeah, you could stream live on YouTube.
Two hours is enough for me.
Yeah,
now, today yeah. I almost went 3 hours. That's just because I had two additional guests that jumped on later. And sometimes when you get a good guest, you don't want to end it so short with them. So, usually I do it for 2 hours, and that's about it.
All right. Thank you so much, Gypsy. I am running out of time, and I look forward to you watching the show tomorrow.
You got it. Talk to you later.
Take care, man.
Good job on your channel.
Yeah. All right. That was Gypsy Road, guys. Great guy. I want to thank him for calling in. We got some questions. We are almost out of time. Is Negan a good guy? He is a good guy now. Kimmy says the wine is interactive with an app. Well, that's interesting right there. Cruiser is giving us a lot of smiley love faces. Zambika is waving us. Good night, Zambika. I didn't notice you come in earlier. I didn't know you were with us tonight. Thank you for joining us, Zambika. Guys, we are out of time on Instagram. I'm going to cut it right there. I'm going to do my preparation for tomorrow's show. It's going to be great. Like I said, we're taking a little break from what we normally do, all Walking Dead, and mixing it up a little bit. So I really invite you guys to join us tomorrow. It's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun. And I would love for all you guys to be there. And again, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Thank you to Marco, Gypsy Road, Saz, Kimmy, Nerdiest Geek, Andrew Valentine, and on and on and on. You guys are awesome. Visit our website at deathtalklive.com. Don't forget to follow me on my new TikTok. Go to TikTok. My username is Walking Dead Now. You see me post a whole bunch of funny behind the scene videos. Anyway, guys, till tomorrow, stay walking.